We continue our learning Le'ilin Nishmas Davi Ben Achamish and Ham Yaakov Pidchus Leo. We're in Yevamos Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Aleph. No sin al ha'anusa va'al ha'mafuta. Mishnah teaches us if a man, let's say, violates a woman or seduces a woman, he's allowed to marry her relatives. Let's say her the daughter of the woman he raped or he seduced, or the mother of the woman he seduced, or the sister of the woman he seduced. So why are these women permitted? Because the relative, the krovos of a woman, are only prohibited because of kiddushin, but not because of a bi'ilas nus. Then the Mishnah says, ha'ones v'ha'mefate al hanesua chayef. You have a person who was ma'anes or mefate, the relatives of his wife, but he's married, full kiddushin with this wife, and then he's, but seduces these other women who are relatives. So then chayef, he's going to be chayef whatever punishment it is. So it makes no difference the fact that it was a rape or a seduction. So for example, if it was ma'anes the daughter of his wife, he's chayef misas basin, which is srefa. It was ma'anes achos ishto, he's chayef kares. Then the Mishnah says, no se adam anusas aviv umufutas aviv. A person is allowed to marry the woman that his father raped, the victim of his, it's not his father's wife, umufutas aviv, the victim of seduction, even in case of seduction, it's not his father's wife, so therefore he can marry that woman. The Torah only prohibits eshes aviv. The Pasuk says, vayirka perek yuches pasuk ches, ervas eshes avicha lo segale, eshes avicha. This is not ishto. Not only that, the Mishnah then says, a person can marry anusas beno, umufutas beno. You're allowed to marry the anusa, the victim of the rape of one's son, or the woman who is the victim of the seduction of one's son. Because the Torah only prohibits eshes beno, the wife of his son, his daughter-in-law that's married to him through kedushin, but not a woman that was raped by him. Pasuk says, ervas kalasucha lo segale, eshes bincha hi. Eshes bincha, the accent, of course, is the fact that it is your son's wife, but your son's woman who he seduced is not prohibited to you. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ba'anusas aviv umefutas aviv. Rabbi Oser, ba'anusas aviv umefutas aviv. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he prohibits the woman raped or seduced by one's father. You're not allowed to marry the woman who your father raped or seduced, even though you say it's, but it's not his father's wife. Doesn't matter, because the pasuk says, lo yikach, and we've had this in the past, lo yikach ish es eshes aviv. That's true, it says eshes aviv, but then it says, v'lo yigale knaf aviv. But Yehuda darshins, knaf shera aviv lo yigale. The corner of the garment that his father saw, literally, he cannot reveal. Who's that? That's the anusa, the futa of that. Tanakama understands that this pasuk is speaking about the shomeris yavam of his father, which we've mentioned in the past. We follow Tanakhama, and therefore, although Rabbi Yehuda prohibits anusas aviv umufutas aviv to the son, we don't follow that position. Perek, Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Hagiores shenizgayru boneha ima. You have a case where you have a woman's son, or sons, who converted with her. She converted, and they converted. The sons were born before their mother converted, became a giores. So now, the mother converts, and her sons convert along with her. So it's not like she was pregnant with one of them when she converted. It's not like she converted before she conceived one of them. No. The fact that the mother is a Gioris really is not relevant here. The next case it matters. But either way, says the Mishnah the following. You have a Gioris and her sons converted with her. Lo choltzim v'lo miyabmin. They don't have chalitz or yibim, which means what happened after the conversion. Remember, the mother converted, and now the son's converted. And one of the brothers got married, and then he died without any children. So you'll say, wait, there's a paternal brother here. But they don't perform yibim or chalitz, so why not? And the almana can go marry, because the Torah doesn't consider that relationship of non-Jews, paternal relationship of the non-Jews, as anything significant. As we know, the Torah... the Torah recognizes a maternal relationship. That may be true. So therefore, you have non-Jews, and therefore Gerim as well are not considered brothers, paternal brothers, according to the Torah. And since Yibam, we know, only applies to paternal brothers, so the law of Yibam, Unor Chalitz, is going to apply to Gerim in such a case. Not only that, converts are also not really considered maternal brothers either, because we consider a Gershon is guy, a Kekatan Shanola dummy. It's like a child who's a newborn baby. and therefore any relationship they've had prior to this are really not significant either. And then the Mishnah says, "Afilu horaso shel rishon shelo b'kedusha v'leidaso b'kedusha v'hasheni horaso v'leidaso b'kedusha." What we're coming to say is that even if the first brother was conceived before the mother was converted, and then of course was born to a Gioras, he was born in sanctity after she converted. So once again, the first brother was conceived before the mother converted, but then she converted while she was pregnant with him. And the second one, in fact, was conceived and born even as after his mother's conversion. He was even conceived after his mother's conversion. That would make him a complete Jew. The problem is that the first brother's was conceived by a non-Jewish mother, and the second brother's conception was when she was already Jewish. So therefore, the two brothers are not considered paternal brothers either, even though they have the same father and mother. And that's because the first brother was conceived before the mother had converted, and therefore there's no paternal relationship there. So that's where the Mishnah's Chiddush is. That's even true. Even if Horaso Shel Rishon Shelo B'Kedusha V'Leidaso B'Kedusha V'Hasheni, and the second one Horaso V'Leidaso B'Kedusha, both were, even he was conceived even B'Kedusha, same halach applies that there's no Chalitzo Yibam because they're still not paternal brothers. And the same thing would be true if you have a shifcha, you have a slave woman whose sons were emancipated with her. So the emancipation, as we know, of a non-Jewish maidservant makes her now Jewish. So, but all the halachas be the same. Her sons also, who are freed, they still do not have the status. They're not considered brothers, and therefore in halacha, and therefore there's no chalitza or yibum when one brother passes away without children.